Okay, and then I was kind of wondering about, oh, I was wondering how you, was the Coast Guard report also giving you the information about the tides, or is that?
No, we had a tide book that Moran put out that gave you the tides,
I see.
and in our master sheet we always had the tides written down, the
I see.
highs and the lows, and when you could open and close the super boom. We had a log when to open when the super boom was open, and the time it closed.
I
So
see.
everything was under watch, you know. We had cameras out on the West Catwalk
Oh, wow.
for when the tugs came in and what barges they took out, and you could see what was on the catwalk. So, and that was collected on I'm pretty sure whenever the tape ran out, whether that was a 24-hour basis or what, you know. But
I see. Wow. So, what, well, I think I'm going to ask you about this later, actually. So, what about the Coast Guard? I know you mentioned that they could kind of make a call on the weather or things like that. Are there other ways that they could interfere with the operations?
yes, the Coast Guard could pull an inspection on a tug at any given time. They could the tug would call you and say, "Listen, the Coast Guard just boarded the vessel, and they're going to be a couple hours going. They'll go from head to toe and inspect everything on that tug." So that might delay whatever your plans were, because the tug might be delayed for an hour or two.
I see. And what were they inspecting for? Do you know?
Just like a car inspection, they would go through everything. They would go through the engine room. They would go through I guess like safety issues,
Yeah, I see. And then were there people in the within the co like was there a did you have to stay in touch with the Coast Guard throughout to like let them know what you were doing?
If you had a problem, such as an oil spill, you had to report it to the Coast
I
Guard.
see.
If you had a problem with the tug, naturally they would report it first, if there was a fire on a tug, or if they had security zones set up too. After 9/11, they had security zones set up. And I believe they had security zones set up prior to 9/11,
I see.
where they could freeze the zone, and whatever tugs were in that area would get inspected,
I see. And then so as far as but you didn't every time you sent a vessel out, you didn't have to like alert the Coast Guard, okay, I'm sending out this many tugs or
No,
this is you just
we only alerted the Coast Guard
if there is an
if there was
issue.
an issue with oil in the water,
Got
or
it.
that's about it.
Okay, great. And then were there ever other kinds of encounters with law enforcement that you had, like other offices, like the
Well,
NYPD or
yes, we had encounters with NYPD if they were investigating a body in the landfill, if they were investigating something that they were looking for, weapons in the landfill. So we would have to start from scratch when they think they were loaded into the barge, whatever truck they loaded them on. And we did a very good job of tracking, because we could track where the barge was loaded, where the barge was offloaded, where it was in the landfill. And this is, it may be a month after the barge was offloaded in the landfill. So we could track down specifically where that 620 tons of garbage was buried in the landfill.
Yeah, I've heard some incredible stories from one of my classmates is interviewing Dave Henderson, and he was telling her a story about locating a couple's wedding ring, but
I was on
a gentleman had accidentally thrown it away.
I did a couple of those lost val they call them lost valuable searches. But what I was talking about in the tower was something so large.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, an entire boat.
Uh-huh.
If they were looking for, let's say, a body or weapons or, you know, you'd have to track down when the boat came in, when it was loaded, when it came in, where when it was offloaded, and where it was buried in. And it might not be for a month or so later that they're looking for this, you know. So that was exciting, you know, trying to pinpoint where exactly the barge was, you know.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, I'm sure that all of that documentation came in helpful at those instances.
Yes, because we could pinpoint where that boat was offloaded and where it was in the landfill.
And then did you have any like kinds of legal requirements that you had to comply with, or laws and regulations that applied to the marine? I'm sure that there's traffic laws for
When you were training, you were actually going for a license to use the radio because you had to know exactly what you were doing with on the radio. And so, and plus as a dispatcher, I'm pretty sure that they had to file for a license for you to use the marine radio.
I see.
So we were licensed in that.
Got it. Okay. And then, let's see, I think we might have covered some of the stuff about the MTSs. So as far as we kind of talked about this. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was wondering if you ever had any vessels that like capsized or any kinds of serious problems like
Fortunately, I got through. I didn't. Prior to me getting promoted, I think there was an issue with the barge at the Greenpoint MTS. In fact, I remember seeing a videotape on a barge that they came out of the slip and then it sunk up there. And, you know, they had a, they were involved in the cleanup and everything.
Wow.
And then there was a barge. We used to dump millings on the barges. Millings were when they rip up a street outside the DOT, when they take that layer of when they take that top layer off the street, they would deposit that in barges. So a lot of times, if you were a supervisor at a MTS that was loading millings, you had to be very careful about how that barge was being loaded, so you didn't overload it and sink it.
Yeah, because the weight was so.
I mean, I had barges where. They went well over the 600 and like they were like 800 tons, you know, and thank God we didn't have an issue with those, you know.
Was that something that you'd realize only after they came back to the?
That was something that we'd realize when we sailed the barge, because they had to tell you how many tons was on that barge. So you would say to the captain, listen, I have a barge with 800 tons of millings, and you be very cautious about towing this.
I see.
And when it comes into the landfill, let me know right away, because, you know, there were boats, certain boats that you wanted to get, if there was water or if they were overloaded, you wanted to get those offloaded as quick as you can.
I see. And would that, if there is ever any problems to occur because of that, would that be sort of on the MTS? Would that be like their fault or their
Yes, an overloaded boat would be the responsibility of of the supervisor that that was in charge of the MTS at the time.
I see.
A boat that was that maybe capsized or whatever, that was everybody's problem, you know, right from the top down. So but thank God we never had that. What I did have happen to me is a paper barge that went on fire. That was scary. Or there were instances where a regular garbage barge came in smoldering and on fire that had to be we had to get special permission to open up the super boom, you know, all that had to be documented if the Superboom was opened for an emergency. Mm-hmm. And the boat would be placed under the digger right away. Mm-hmm. And you know, whether or not you might have had to call the fire department. Mm. There were instances where the fire department had to come in and put out the fire.
Wow. So, I mean, how quickly could you actually deal with that stuff if it takes, you know, 30 minutes to get a barge from across and stuff? I mean, you just would have to sit there biting your nails and hope that everything...
Well, I'd sit there in the tower with my binoculars and watch the barge come in and watch the barge was on fire. Uh-huh. And, you know, like I said, you did your best to alert everybody and get it under the digger right away and get it, you know... Yeah. Get the fire department in there to knock down the fire in the barge, you know. Yeah. So it was exciting.
Yeah. So you'd have to shift the, if there was a barge being offloaded at the time, you'd have to get that out and, wow.
Well, there were times where it was in between shifts where, you know, you had to try and scrape together an emergency crew to get down there and get the barge dug, you know.
Yeah. Wow. That's intense.